Welcome back once again to the Community Corner on KWHI, AM 1280, FM 101.7. Greg Montana again. The second part of our interview today, events happening around the area, and some folks have got their hands in everything. They're always busy doing something. That is the Washington County Chamber of Commerce, working for the businesses here in the area. And as always, Shay Jan is with us today. And good morning, Shay.
Good morning.
And what is it that you do there again?
I'm the Business Programs Manager. That's my title, but we all do a little bit of everything to help each other out.
There you go. And of course, I can't remember if we talked in September or not, but we were talking a while ago about the tailgate party, kind of your big fundraiser of the year, and you said it was a big success this year.
It was a big success. It's always seems like every year it just gets better and better, and we appreciate the community support and of course all the businesses that had their tables set up. We appreciate that. Just it's one of the unique fundraisers here in this community, in this county, and we're already looking at what we're going to do to make it even better next year.
I was going to say, so I guess another success, we'll do it again next year. Just look forward to end of August. All right, so that's kind of the old business. Let's look into what's coming up here. The near future, you've got another forum coming up pretty soon.
We do. We've got a forum on healthcare coming up. It's going to pique a lot of people's interest because of everything that's been going on in the community with our clinic. Dr. Stephen Brown of the Texas A&M Health Science Center will be there, and Jason Jennings of Baylor Scott & White Health. The forum's on October the 24th, and it includes a luncheon. We've got tickets on sale online on BrenhamTexas.com and also at our office, 314 South Austin Street. Dr. Brown's going to give valuable information for small businesses looking to reduce their costs related to health care. And Mr. Jennings will present information about the Brenham Clinic joining the Baylor Scott & White family and what it means to the greater Washington County area. So tickets to that are, like I said, on sale now, $25 for chamber members and $35 for non-chamber members. But you can get those online at BrenhamTexas.com or by coming by our office.
And again, you mentioned like you don't have to be a chamber member to be part of this event. If you just want the information, you're more than welcome to come by, get your ticket, and sit down.
That's right. And just it'll include a nice lunch. We're going to have a couple of other health-related business vendors set up there to distribute their information to you as well. It's just going to be a good lunch meeting, and to hear some informative information. It will begin at 11:15, a little bit earlier than a lot of our forums start, just because of all the information that we want to try to get out there to everybody. But that's when the food will begin being served, and then the speakers will come on very shortly after that.
Okay. And if people have any questions about that, give y'all a call.
They can give us a call, specifically ask for me if you'd like, or Dawn at our front desk. She knows what's going on around there, too. So just give us a call or go online, and you can read a news release about our speakers, too. That's scrolling online on our news events at BrenhamTexas.com. And if you want to find out more information about our speakers.
Okay. And that's going to be coming up on the 23rd of August, which is
it's on the 24th of October.
24th of October. Oh, everything I have is completely wrong.
Sorry.
I apologize here today. I'm just reading notes here. But the 24th, which is a Wednesday, so 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yes.
It'll be. And the tickets, when do they have to get those by?
About a week prior, so by next
Wednesday.
Wednesday, we'd love to have a count so we could turn it into our caterer. And so if you could get those tickets by the 17th, that would be great. And we look forward to having a good crowd there.
Okay. And, of course, we're talking about next week. Go ahead and get in this one because you guys have kind of a big week next week that you guys
will
be pushing.
Next week is Texas Chamber of Commerce Week. So we're going to be celebrating with all the Chamber of Commerce across the state. But we're going to have proclamation read at the October 16th County Commissioner's Court and then at the City Council meeting next week. And we're also going to have snacks at the Chamber if you want to come by and grab a treat and visit our lobby and check out all the things that we've got going on there. Mm-hmm. We just want to show our appreciation to everybody and and give a little back to the community there too. So like I said, come by and grab a treat at our office and take a look around at all the businesses that are members of our chamber. Put a lot of business cards out and rack cards out in our lobby. So if you want to find out more about what Washington County has to offer, come visit our office and take a look.
All right. That's coming up next week. It's going to be pretty much just the entirety of next week, Monday through Friday.
Right. And so you'll see just a few shout outs to our members and thanking everybody for their investment in our chamber. And so we can help our businesses grow and keep people informed about what services that they have to offer our community and our county.
There we go. And let's see here. We got that coming up next week, the forum coming up. Do we have a business after hours?
Oh, yeah. It's Connect After Five, Paint the Town Pink. It will be at the Baylor Scott & White, the Brenham Clinic on October the 25th. So, like I said, Paint the Town Pink at the Brenham Clinic on October the 25th. We are looking forward to that one. It's always a nice big gathering to honor breast cancer awareness, and we're happy to be a part of it with the Brenham Clinic. So please come out. This one's going to start a little early. It's going to go from 4 to 7 this month.
Yeah, a few years y'all been doing this October one at the clinic now.
Yes, that's right. So we're going to continue that, and we hope to see a lot of people at that one as well. So
it'll be a busy couple of days for you guys for the Wednesday and Thursday that week.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and of course, business after hours. Connect After Five. I've been doing this. Business after hours for so long, but Connect After Five is once again go out and just refreshments and
It's a networking event. This one's just a little bit different because of the breast cancer awareness. It's kind of got a theme to it, and but our Connect After Five events are a good networking opportunity for businesses to meet and greet each other.
Okay. And do we have one of the breakfast ones coming up this quarter?
Breakfast is coming up in November. Okay. If you flip that calendar, I can tell you what the date is. It's going to be on November the 6th, so look for information on that as well. But I also wanted to mention before I move on that we are kicking off our Buy Local awareness campaign. You may have seen that here on the KWHI website and then also in the newspaper. But we just wanted to reinforce the benefits of buying local. We're encouraging members of the community to compile your gift-giving list this fall and think of all the unique items that are carried by a locally owned business in Washington County. Those businesses contribute to your children's sports, schools, and favorite charities in the county. And so we want to give back to them, so they can't do that without our support. So we also are encouraging our chamber members in the retail business to utilize the hot deals feature on our website. So I'm going to make those hot deals into coupons to be printed in our October, November, and December chamber work. So if you're a chamber business and you have retail items that you want to promote, for the holidays, send those to me and I'll put them on our website and get them in the printed in our newsletter also. So like I said, Washington County's got a lot of neat shops, a lot of neat gifts, a lot of fun items that people can purchase. So any little small purchase that you make in town helps our community, and it helps those businesses give back to the community in different ways too. So just wanted to put that plug out there to think local first before you go shopping elsewhere.
There you go. And of course, if people are wondering what kind of wares can be, they need to just go check
our website
and have it on
check
there.
Out all these businesses. We've got over 830 chamber member businesses, and a lot of those are retails, restaurants, shopping. I mean, just you name it, they've got unique items and fun things to do. And I encourage people to visit our website and check out those businesses and see what they have to offer.
Okay, and again, that website is
BrenhamTexas.com.
There you go. Pretty simple. Mm-hmm. You guys got it made easy on that one. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go once again before we let you go here today. This the upcoming forum. Let's talk the when, the where, and about the tickets for people.
All right.
One more time.
The forum will be held on Wednesday, October the 24th at Blinn College. It will begin at 11:15. tickets are $25 for chamber members and $35 for non-members. You can get them online at BrenhamTexas.com or coming by our office, 314 South Austin Street. We have tickets in our lobby there for sale. So that, like I said, Wednesday, October the 24th, I'd love to have your reservation or your tickets sold to you by the 17th, which is a week from tomorrow. So give us a call or come by if you have questions.
All right. Appreciate you. Shay Janner, again, appreciate you coming in and talking with us today about the Chamber of Commerce, and look forward to seeing you again.
All right. One more mention for our peace program, Public Education Ambassadors for Community Engagement. I know all the kids are in school right now, but their value of the month that they are learning is contentment. So you'll see our peace partner businesses around town with that value hanging up. And we just want to encourage everybody to, ask your kids what the value of the month is, and they're going to tell you it's contentment. And so if you can find a way to talk to your kids about that, that's great. And so it's just our peace program is helping promote our public schools and showing them that we all partner together and work together with Brenham ISD and Burton ISD and our businesses.
All right. There we go. Appreciate it once again for that, Shay Janner. And we'll see you again next month, I guess. We'll see you. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Shay Janner. Washington County Chamber of Commerce, our second guest for the Community Corner here today. And don't forget that we do this every Tuesday, the 9 o'clock hour on KWHI, AM 1280, FM 101.7. If you've got an event coming up in the near future, you've got a November or December event coming up that you want to have us discuss here on the Community Corner, please give us a call. Let us know about it. 979-836-3655. That is our office number, 836-3655. Talk to Holly Ryder. She's in charge of booking these things, our promotions director. Or you can email her directly, promotions@ktex.com, promotions@ktex.com, and get you booked on. Again, give us a little bit of time. We try to put these things about a month out if we can, because we get these things set up in advance. So give us plenty of time, get you booked on the Community Corner here on KWHI.